This is Off the Clock, Arts and Culture on KBIA. I'm Janet Saidi. On this edition, we catch up with a Missouri singer-songwriter who's found a place on the national stage. We'll find out how her 15 minutes of fame on The Voice is impacting her life. But first, let's go back to an earlier era in Missouri. It's well known that some of Missouri's earliest European settlers were French, founding cities like St. Louis, Florissant, and St. Genevieve in the eastern part of the state. But it was the Germans who settled along the Missouri River Valley and into northern Missouri. They started to arrive in the early 1800s. They had their own dialect of German, their own newspapers, and were known for their wine, which made the area known as the Missouri Rhineland. For many, German was their first language and the language they spoke at home. But today, the German language has nearly disappeared from Missouri. We went in search of it. The cultural traditions are still visible, but they're also changing. KBIA's Ryan Schisler has this.
This is Herman, Missouri's German city. It's about an hour and a half southwest of St. Louis. As you cross the bridge over the Missouri River, you can see brick steeples and vineyards on the hills overlooking the town. Missourians from all across the state descend on Herman three times a year for Oktoberfest, Maifest, and today's festival, the Wurstfest, the Sausage Festival. In addition to the music, there's traditional German dancing, some of which is unique to this part of the world. The women are wearing long, flowing, bright red skirts, and the men are in black vests. They're dancing along to the music of Terry and Marilyn Lehnig, who both grew up just outside Herman.
Ich heiße Terry Lehnig. Ich war früher ein Postbote.
That's Terry. His parents were born here, his grandparents too. He's from a German-speaking family and remembers when German was the language in these Missouri towns. But now the use of German here is fading.
I had always said, yes, when by the year 2000, German will have completely died out in Herman. But it hasn't quite. I interviewed some people in the last few years that still spoke German, and they've all passed away now.
The city of Herman is considered one of the centers of German culture in Missouri. But these days, the German language mostly lives on in rural, isolated areas outside the town. Terry and his wife run a farm outside McKittrick in Montgomery County, just north of Herman. He grew up on a farm, too. That's where he first started picking up German.
My dad would, we had cows. We had a milk cow or two milk cows. And yeah, we're missing the key of milking. We got to milk the cows. He'd say things, some things like that to me, and I'd learn.
Even though Lehnig's pretty fluent now, he doesn't consider himself a native speaker. He also took German in school and was stationed in Germany during his service in the Army. The authentic, home-learned German speakers in Missouri, he says, are getting harder and harder to find. He recalls a high school teacher of his who recently passed away.
He said, a lot of people wouldn't believe this of an American, that he said, growing up in southern Warren County, I had to speak three languages. He said, at home, it was Low German, and with my schoolmates, Low German. He said, in church, it was High German, and we were confirmed in High German. And in school, it was English.
It's hard to find German like that in Missouri anymore. Back in the day, it wasn't even just German families that spoke the language. There was a time where, if you lived around here, you probably knew some German. Lehnig says he remembers African Americans in this area speaking German as their first language. Those days are long gone. German culture still lives on in this area in celebrations like Wurstfest, but even though the culture is celebrated, it's largely done so in English, and local historian Mary Baril says that's another symptom of the same cultural shift that led to the decline of the German language.
You know, we know that we wear this German dress, we might not know why we wear these colors. You know, we know this word and we know this food, but we don't really know why. I hope it doesn't go that way. That just generally tends to be, over a century or so, what happens.
I feel something is being lost. Most people don't know much about their heritage. They don't know much about the German language. And a lot of people don't seem to care.
Today, census data shows the most common second language in Montgomery County and Missouri at large isn't German, it's Spanish. But that's another story. For KBIA, I'm Ryan Schisler.
To see a video with Terry Lehnig on his farm in central Missouri, go to KBIA.org. What what happens when the girl next door from St. Louis, Missouri finds a place on national television. NBC's The Voice is the kind of show that can make that happen. And Missouri singer-songwriter Caroline Glaser is an indie folk singer from Chesterfield who made it big as a finalist on that popular TV program, now in its sixth season. Meanwhile, Glaser has moved on and is performing across the country in an effort to not disappear, as she says. She came to Columbia on tour, and KBIA's Joshua Teasley hung out with her a bit. He talked with the Missouri musician about how her success on the show is impacting her life.
Glaser says The Voice has changed her life completely, but she won't let her previous success affect her work ethic.
I know, like, with these shows, it's really easy to disappear. You're kind of like a one-hit wonder, sort of. Like, you go through an awesome time of getting noticed, and then it's like, if you don't really kind of kick it into high gear and release a bunch of music right away, you kind of disappear. So it's just kind of keeping everybody interested.
When Glaser was in college, she supported her musical habit by playing in coffee shops and posting videos on a YouTube channel before auditioning for the show. She auditioned for The Voice last April and made it just shy of the top 12. Even though Glaser didn't win the competition, her success on the show created an instant fan base. Now, she's taking a break from college to perform across the nation with her three-piece band.
I usually have a third person with me, Donnie Reese, and he's on like the violin and keyboard, and he has a studio in Ohio called 123 South. So that alone like makes it a lot easier to get my own stuff out there frequently because I can just kind of record whenever.
The indie singer says she is embracing the challenges that come with being a musician and is gaining a better understanding of how the music business works.
I've grown so much from The Voice because before that, I mean, I was writing a little bit, but I feel like I've really discovered my sound just because I've been writing so much. I'm still kind of figuring out what direction I want to go in, but I definitely have a better understanding of it.
Although Glaser credits The Voice to jumpstarting her career, she says she is done with TV shows and ready to develop as an artist. Glaser says moving around during performances is one thing that has gotten easier since she left the competition.
I cannot wear heels at all. And every week before like a new stage of the show, I would have to battle these women to make sure that I wasn't wearing heels. We did two stage rehearsals, full dress and makeup, and I fell every time we did the song. And thank God I did not fall like on national television.
Glaser performs a combination of cover songs and original material from her EP Volume 1, which is available now on iTunes. Joshua Teasley, KBIA News.
That's Off the Clock this week. Thanks for joining us. I'm Janet Saidi. Have a great weekend.